The idea of a four-day work week is gathering steam. News this past week that California Congressman Mark Takano has introduced legislation for a 32-day week with the backing of some big unions. Kickstarter has announced it'll trial it next year. Microsoft Japan saw a 40% jump in productivity when it let its 2,300 employees choose a variety of flexible work styles. Spain will experiment with a 32-hour work week over 3 years without cutting workers' compensation. New Zealanders Andrew Barnes and Charlotte Lockhart are co-founders of the non-profit 4-Day Week Global. And we've interviewed Andrew, well, many media have, since his company Perpetual Guardian found that not only did employees maintain the same productivity levels, but there were seeming improvements in job satisfaction, teamwork, work-life balance, company loyalty, and a diminution of stress. Charlotte Lockhart is the CEO of the 4-Day Week organisation. She's an advisory board member at the Wellbeing Research Centre at Oxford University and a board member of the British New Zealand Business Association. Morena, Charlotte, thanks for joining us.
Morena, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So the time is coming. There's been hope it's coming for a long time, but now maybe that time?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, the reality is we know that the way we're going to work in the future isn't how we've worked in the past. And so with the increase of productivity through AI and mechanisation and the way that we move forward with things, there's no reason why we need to be working 5 days a week. It's a mandatory, it's not a mandatory number.
No, but we're talking about two things, aren't we? Judging by the experiments and initiatives throughout the world, more flexible work, you know, if your workplaces can accommodate that, and your own 4 days, not five concept. So you can mix and match those two ideas, can't you?
Oh, you certainly can. I mean, the reality is that not all businesses can close their doors for a day or find a way of giving their people a whole day off. And in fact, actually, a whole day off doesn't necessarily suit everybody either. So we are a big advocate of effectively a 32-hour work week. Of course, the 4-day week's just you know, it's a catchy title.
Yeah.
But in reality, we are talking about working less and how that might fit in to a workplace that, you know, into your workplace.
I see on your website 78% of employees with 4-day weeks are happier and less stressed, and we can all understand that. Research out of Stanford University. Overworked employees are actually less productive than employees working an average or normal working week. But the difficulty arises, doesn't it, in a factory trying to meet export demands, or on a busy farm, or in supermarket supply where you're open 7 days and stocking the shelves 7 days. There's a work schedule, you have to meet it whether you're feeling productive or not. It's not like being an architectural draftsperson, you know, doing your best work in the morning. There are problems in certain industries, aren't there?
Well, there's nothing to say that it's going to be easy in every industry. But the reality is, when you say it can't work in one industry or another, then what you're actually saying is that we're at the peak of the way that we can work, and that there'll be no way of improving it or no way of changing it. And of course, we know that as a human race, we advance the way we do things all of the time. But in terms of changing the way you work in those slightly more present type environments, realistically, you're looking at what is the quality of the work that you're doing while you're there.
Yes, but we
all... it's complicated, but there are manufacturers that are doing the 4-day week. There are I have a lovely story from one of the companies that connected into me, where they brought in the 4-day week because their overnight shift decided that they'd quite like to change the way that they ran the shift. And it wasn't coming from a 4-day week perspective. They were just like, we just don't like the way the shift runs. So the bosses allowed the staff to re-engineer the way that they ran the shift, and they got all of their work done by what was, of course, it's an overnight shift, but effectively by midday on what was equivalent of the Thursday. So it's sometimes more important to listen to your people and understand how they can do their roles better than trying to make the decision from the C-suite.
Indeed. And we all know, though, that there are jobs where whatever your nominal hours are, you have to get the work done, whatever it says on the tin. I mean, you can't expect rubbish collectors to pick up 5 days' worth of trash in four. So can you make this work in a variety, Charlotte, in a variety of workplaces without hiring extra staff, is my question.
Well, I mean, so the rubbish collection, you know, you could just have better trucks. There are ways in which you can make this happen. Faster trucks, better trucks, in the old days, if you remember, when I was growing up, the rubbishmen used to run alongside picking up bins from outside of the house and tipping the bin into the truck and then dropping the bin back down again. True. There was no recycling, so, you know, we're either burning the newspapers out the back or whacking everything into this the same bin. So over time, we have changed the way that we collect our rubbish. We changed the way that we recycle our rubbish and everything, but we're still collecting it on 6 days a week. Interesting.
There are lots of jobs also,
despite the fact that we are more efficient at doing it.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. The other big, I think, issue in this age is that there are a lot of jobs, especially on contract, where it doesn't really matter to a number of people what hours are specified. You're paid an amount of money, whether it's nominally a 3-day, 4-day or 5-day week, and they are working outside those structures. That's a problem too, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, reality is what you need to be making sure is that people are being paid a fair amount for the amount of work that they do. And we're not talking about pay going down. It's very important for people to understand that the way your working needs to change so that pay can remain the same. And look, there will be some environments where arguably you would need to have more people initially. I mean, medicine is a classic, right? If you decided to have everybody work,
we missed that, but I think
we would need more nurses and doctors.
Yes, I was going to get to that. Yes, sorry, we missed the early part of that. Yes, that's right. You would need to hire more people.
Yes.
And that's
we would need more nurses and doctors, but then the medical outcomes would start to become better, and ultimately we would end up with a more healthy society, and we would need less doctors and nurses.
Don't we have two warring impulses here, though? You make workers happier, make their families happier, improve mental health, reduce stress, have people on the same money, as you say, versus meeting instant demand and customer needs, increasing output, being available, being emotionally invested in your team at work and answering emails late at night. I mean, they're hard to reconcile, those two impulses, aren't they?
Well, they most certainly are, but are they good for our society?
No, but is it going to be easy to get rid of them?
Well, that's true, but, you know, if you remember when we brought in the 40-hour work week, our society was constructed quite differently. We didn't have internet shopping for a start or Uber Eats. But also we had, you know, generally it was just dad that went off to work and mum was at home doing all of the things that happen at home. And, you know, family holidays weren't based upon whether there was internet or not.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so when we agreed that working 40 hours was a good thing for our society to do, it meant certain things. It doesn't mean that anymore, and so therefore we've actually got to look at what is the society we want, because the way we are working now is breaking that down, and it's breaking down our health. You just had the whole conversation around athlete mental health.
Yeah. This
is an interesting conversation to be had. We have people that are putting their hands up saying, I am not well, I am burnt out. Teresa Gatting saying, you know, she took, you know, she collapsed for 3 months.
Just,
we don't want that as our society, do we?
No. Well, yes, it's a rhetorical question. My last question, just quickly, whatever the obstacles, you know, which it's important to discuss, we're talking to you, we have been, because momentum for a 4-day week is obviously strong and getting stronger. How long, just quickly, how long do you think, if you are right about its arrival, when do you think?
Oh, look, I would expect to see that we will be working and have a strong focus on reduced hour working legislatively within the next 5 years.
5 years. Very good. And thank you for being available to talk to us. That's Charlotte Lockhart, the CEO
of
4-Day Week.